After his signature gave the state budget approval, Governor Rick Scott chose to emphasize not his vetoes, but rather his tax cuts and education funding in the Keep Florida Working budget for the next fiscal year. He says he had a method for vetoing what he did.
I went through the budget saying, look at every project saying, what's a statewide priority? Can I get a good return on investment? Is it gone through a state process?
The tax cuts in this year's budget come out to more than $427 million, which comes mostly from a school supplies tax holiday, along with cuts in college textbooks, cell phone and cable TV bill tariffs. Florida Tax Watch recently released its report on the 2015 budget turkeys, or projects that either did not receive much public debate or did not follow the budget processes. Kurt Wenner, the vice president of research at Florida Tax Watch, led the report. He says although not every item vetoed matches with the turkey watch list, the organization was pleased with Scott's promotion of following correct government processes, as well as his review of the projects.
Some of these projects are undoubtedly good projects, and if the governor gives them the kind of review that they need to get, and he decides, along with the legislature, that it's something that should be funded, that's up to him, and we don't really have an issue with that.
Speaker of the House Steve Crisafulli thanked Scott in a statement on Friday for signing the budget. He stated, quote, "This is a good budget that responsibly meets the needs of Florida families, and it, quote, fully complies with Amendment 1, end quote. Yet other lawmakers aren't as convinced the vetoed projects helped balance the budget. Florida State University was one of the many state universities that saw its projects get cut, and the Tallahassee City Commission saw some of its projects get the axe as well. The mayor of Tallahassee, Andrew Gillum, was displeased with how Scott justified some of his vetoes.
The logic that the governor presented was not consistent across the board. The truth is that we know there'll be disagreements in that process. It is not, however, appropriate to exert payback that impacts and desperately impacts Florida's cities.
The amount of money Scott vetoed for special projects this year is more than any amount by any governor since 2000. This year's total budget is also larger than any budget passed in the last 15 years. The area of the budget to receive the most vetoes was natural resources, environment, growth management, and transportation, with more than $147 million in projects cut. For Florida Public Radio, I'm Katie Spitalski.